Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, hello. I hope everyone's on the line. Apostle Elect, are you on the line? Minister Sheila, are you on the line?
Minister Sheila's phone, oh, she just called back in.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad the music just had briefly just cut off real fast. I wanted to make sure the line was still active. So good evening, everyone.
No, I cut it off because it should have only played 7 minutes, not as long as it played.
Okay. Thank you so much, Apostle Elect. I would like to thank everyone for calling in to Blog Talk tonight to hear the Word of God, to get your spirit fed on tonight. We have a speaker, which I was really asking God on yesterday, Lord, who would you have me to ask to speak on this third Monday in the absence of Apostle Sandra Thomas? And God placed this man of God on my heart, and just in case he had a part one, part two version of something that he has been given to God to speak to the people about. So we're going to just welcome him in, but we're not going to mention his name quite yet. We're just going to welcome him in as he's preparing to speak on tonight and just tell you all again.
He's not on the line yet.
Okay, thank you, Apostle Elect. But we want to thank everyone for tuning in to Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries, which is a part of Smile 3E. We are here every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and along with Minister Sheila Kaiser, that will also be helping out with the ministry. She's going to be stepping in for Minister Brandon Kaiser because he's active doing something else right now, so she will be standing in for him. And the man of God said he's getting off and he will be calling in like 7. Just hold on, he'll be calling in shortly. So I would like to say I'm going to ask Minister Sheila Kaiser if she would just welcome everybody in and just lead us in prayer while we're waiting on the man of God to call in. Minister Sheila Kaiser, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, and I want to give honor to God for all of his sons and daughters that's online. I want us to give a prayer and a honor out to Apostle Sandra Thomas and Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Brandon, Minister Sylvia Renee Kaiser. And I just wanted to thank the Lord for another day, for blessing us to see that we can survive no matter how the day begins. It will end with the love and the thought of him. I just want to give honor to God for blessing me, for waking up to be able to thank him, to let me see, feel, and walk and be alive for another day. Excuse me for stumbling over my words. I just wanted to give honor to God because due to him, I do have life. We all have life. The ones that is listening in on the line, however you are listening, I just wanted to give God the thanks for you all, for we all, that we have life to live and to thank him for another day, because without him, we would not be. To give us life, to bless us, our family, our husbands, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our neighbors, to bless us on the job that we can survive and to keep all these little demon devils, the honoree and the hatred away from us, to cover us with his love and his blessing, that all the harm can bounce off us and not even touch us, don't even destroy us, come towards us and hurry up and make a U-turn to let them know No, this we cannot touch. No matter what we do, what we say, it's not going to break their faith that gave us life, that choose to let us see, breathe, and walk, and to bless, because some of us do not have what we have. Some of us want what we have, but the God above is ours to love, to hold, and to cherish, to walk and talk and with his words and his presence, to love each other. No matter what the devil put in front of us, he can always break that evilness. He can break that demon. He can turn them around. He can let them know, this is my child. This is my son. This is my daughter. This is mine, where you cannot touch. The love and the life that I have given them, they love and they refuse to let you interrupt. I just wanted to give an honor to God for us, because without, as I say, we would not have been today, no matter where it started, knowing it will not end in the way that it started on. It always will change. It will be a blessing. It will always be better. Do not break your faith. Forever live and cherish the love and the blessings of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for those words of prayer. Prophet, are you on the line tonight yet?
I am on the line tonight.
Okay, so let's present him to some and introduce him to others. None other but Prophet Antoine Thomas. It's in your hands, Prophet. Have your way on tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity tonight to be with you. Normally we're on a fourth Monday nights, but woman of God thought it not robbery to ask us to come on tonight, amen, and be a part of Blog Talk tonight. So I count it an opportunity and a blessing to whenever I get a chance to speak to God's people in any capacity on any day of the week, any month of the year. And I bless the Lord and I bless God for those who are listening on tonight. And amen. I just want to just bless God for being wonderful, and bless God for being for just being awesome in our lives. And on yesterday, we got a chance to just share with the youth of our church. And, it's an awesome thing when you see that God, where God has brought you from. And so I want to pray real quick before we get too deep. Father, I just give you praise and I give you honor, Father, just for a new day, for brand new mercies, for new opportunities and new transitions, Father. And I bless you and I give you praise, Father, as we attempt to speak to your people and share a word tonight. Father, I pray that you speak to us, speak through us, and speak through us. Let no flesh glory in your sight tonight, Father. You will rise and let your enemies be scattered, and the glory shall be thine in Jesus' name. Amen. And so, amen, as we were saying, we got a chance to share with the young people last night, or yesterday, our Apostle James Farmer. I thank God for him and thank God for Apostle Sandra Thomas and for Apostle Elect and for Evangelist Kaiser on the phone. I bless the Lord for everybody who's on tonight. Minister Brandon, amen. But I just, tonight, if you give me a few minutes, I just want to bless the Lord just for where he brought us from. Sometimes we get so focused on what we're dealing with right now and the problem that's at hand, and even for some people, depending on how you think, even future problems. And the enemy sometimes will get you so distracted on problems that you forget to thank God where he's brought you from. Hallelujah. And so somebody saying, well, Prophet, well, I thank the Lord. And why would you say that? I do thank him. I'm not just saying that for just to thank him, but I'm saying that as a, because I want you to understand, thank you, Lord, I hear you now, that your testimony is a point of reference. Because sometimes the enemy will make you forget that you serve an awesome God. And as I was getting on the call tonight, I heard the woman of God talking about it's going to work out for your good. Hallelujah. And I just come to just share a few minutes. I promise you I won't hold you long tonight, but I just want to remind somebody that no weapon formed against you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that every tongue, my God, I almost feel like tuning up that thing that's got that good to me. And every tongue that rises up against you, not only is it going to be condemned, but God gave you the power to condemn it. And how can I condemn something properly when I'm down? How can I condemn something when I don't feel like I have the power to overcome it? It's because you told yourself you didn't have the power to overcome it. The Israelites said when they were sent out to scout the land, they said, we be as grasshoppers. And no one told them that. They didn't talk to anybody in that land. They didn't talk to nobody. They didn't talk to the giants. They don't know what those giants thought of them. They just immediately assumed that they were grasshoppers in the sight of those giants. And sometimes we have the inability to defeat ourselves before we even have even really got thoroughly in the conflict. And even if there is a conflict, once again, I'm going to pull you back to it, you need to use your testimony as a point of reference. We used to sing a song in the church that I grew up in, as Mission Way Church of God in Christ. It said, he didn't bring me this far just to leave me, and he didn't teach me to swim to just let me drown, and didn't build his home in me to move away, and he didn't lift us up to let us down. I'm trying to tell somebody tonight that if it could have killed you, it would have done so. If it was going to take you out, it would have did it. You have to remind yourself that I serve the awesome God. Sometimes you got to go back, and I want to challenge somebody tonight to write down your testimony. Write down where God has brought you from and brought the things that you've been through. Evangelist Kazi, as I began to speak to those youth on yesterday and my pastor in his wisdom yesterday, and I thank God for the man of God, he had a couple of us to come up and speak to the youth, and he said, you speak to them as a 50-year-old you, and this person, you speak to them as a 12-year-old you. And that thing was so awesome because sometimes as adults, we forget the things that we've been through and how God has blessed us. And how God has preserved us in spite of our hard-headedness, in spite of our rebellion, in spite of our procrastination, in spite of us hearing truth, hearing wisdom, hearing instruction, hearing wisdom from men and women of God that have walked before us, and we yet still did the opposite thing, but yet still God preserved us. Oh, man, I wish I had somebody on this line that would thank God that he saved you even though you were stupid. Now, I know that's a harsh word to say, but the truth of the matter is when you hear wisdom and you don't take knowledge of it, you decided to be stupid.
Amen.
Now, I know we don't want to tell the truth, but the truth of the matter is we did some vulnerable. Let me say me. I can't speak for everybody, but I did some dumb stuff. It was just dumb. It was beyond seeing. It was just outright stupid. could have killed my crazy self. They don't tell me where I could have been. Could have been locked up. Could have been in jail. I could have killed somebody else. Hallelujah. But the Lord. Hallelujah. But the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. As the songwriter said, to let none of these things be. And every day, by your power, you keep on keeping me. And I just want to say, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. For the stuff I know about and the stuff I don't know about. Hallelujah. When you kept me, as the old folks said, from danger seen and unseen. When I thought I knew what was right. When I thought I knew the way, when my parents told me not to do, but I did anyway. what my parents told me to do and I did not do. Hallelujah. But I just want to thank you. And some of us have gotten so far away from understanding, except for the grace of God, there go I. That I should have been crazy. I should have been homeless. I should have been in jail. I should have been dead. But the Lord protected me. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I thank God for protecting me from the enemy. But I thank God for protecting Antoine from Antoine. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God for protecting me from me. Forget the naysayers. Forget the haters. Sometimes you are your own worst enemy. And had God not put a hedge of protection around you, you would have killed yourself. And I'm not talking about suicide. Not just talking about suicide, I should say. Hallelujah. I'm just on tonight just for a few minutes. I'm not going to hold you, but I just wanted to remind somebody. If he did it before, hallelujah, he can do it again. God didn't lose power, hallelujah. He didn't lose the strength. He didn't stop being all-knowing. He didn't stop being omnipresent. He's the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. Hallelujah. There's no problem too big. There's no problem too hard for God. My daughter danced to a song yesterday. She mimed to a song yesterday. And if you're my friend on Facebook, I want you to go ahead and look at it for me and do me a favor and share it. It was such a power that my 11-year-old chose the song and she chose the dance moves. Now, yes, I am a proud dad, but I'm a proud dad not only because she did a great job, but because she let the Lord use her. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. And the song that she began to dance to says, "You're bigger than that." Hallelujah. You're bigger than any problem. You're bigger than any HIV. You're bigger than any cancer. You're bigger than any circumstance. God, you're bigger. Hallelujah. I just came by tonight. I stopped my Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. On the 16th day. Hallelujah. In the year of our Lord of 2018, April, to tell somebody he's bigger than that. Come on, name your problem. Come on, I want to hear you. What's your problem? He's bigger than that. What's your circumstance? He's bigger than that. What's your illness? He's bigger than that. What's your illness? He's bigger than that. Where's your pain? He's bigger than that. Who's doing what? He's bigger than that. Tell me what they said. He's bigger than that. Tell me what they're trying to do. He's bigger than that. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. And don't you forget that. He's bigger than that. He's the biggest, greatest thing I've never seen. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. He's deeper than the ocean. Hallelujah. Wider than the universe. Hallelujah. Brighter than the morning star. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. He is an awesome God. And don't you let your condition confuse you. Don't you let your condition get you twisted. Hallelujah. He's never lost the case. And just because he's silent doesn't mean he's not in control. I don't know who's hearing me or who this is for. Hallelujah. But I came on tonight just to remind somebody. We serve the awesome God. Not an awesome God. We serve the awesome God. I just want to remind somebody tonight. So when you feel yourself bombarded and heavy disheveled and downtrodden about whatever's going on around you. Remind yourself with wisdom, power, and love, our God is the awesome God. He'll love you where you need to be, where you need to be loved. He'll heal you where you hurt. He'll console you where you're confused at. He'll straighten out every crooked way. He's a Valak in the time of war. Hallelujah. He's a bridge over troubled water. Hallelujah. He's a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. He is an awesome wonder. That's why David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Job said, all of my appointed time, I'm going to wait until my change comes. Change may not happen right now. Hallelujah. But change is going to come. Beloved, tonight, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to stand strong. I want you to set your face like a flint. And don't let the enemy see you cry no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy see you shed one more tear about that situation. Hallelujah. The Hebrew boy said, we're not careful to answer you in this. In other words, I'm not scared to tell you. I'm not apprehensive. I'm not egg shutting to tell you. I'm going to tell you straight out. If he don't do it, he's more than able. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. If he don't do it, hallelujah, he's more than able. And I stand strong on the fact that he's able. I'm not putting my faith on that he will do it because I don't know God's will. I believe he can. I believe he will. But Lord, my faith is strong enough in you that if you don't do it, I know you're able. And if you don't do it for me, I trust you so much. If you don't do it, there's a plan beyond my knowledge. And that's what I stand on. I stand on the fact that you love me more than I love myself. And that you have a plan for me. And whatever you allow, you already told me that all things are working together for the good of them who love you and are called according to your purpose. And that's what I stand on. Not the tangibility of what I desire, hallelujah, but the strength in knowing, hallelujah, that you're not a God that you should lie, neither the Son of Man that you should repent, I know that you have thoughts and plans towards me, thoughts of good and not of evil, and to an expected end. And that's what I stand on. That's what I lean on. That's what I depend on. Hallelujah. If you didn't love me, I'd be in trouble. If you didn't love me, I wouldn't still be here. But you're a loving, awesome God. And for that, I give you praise and I give you honor tonight, people of God. I'm done. I just wanted to encourage you for a moment and tell you, stand strong. Hallelujah. Fix your faith. Get your thoughts together. And remember, hallelujah, it was good that I was afflicted, that I may know him in the power of your might. Remember, the sky is not your limit. It's too low. My name is Prophet Antoine T. Thomas. God bless you tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, man of God. I told you earlier I was excited about tonight. And I just want to thank you for the word to remind us to remember what God has brought us from. I shared with Apostle Elect on yesterday. I said I like what a prophet said to us a couple of Mondays ago. Last time you spoke, that you said that God had delivered us from ourselves. And I was sharing with her that I thank God where he brought me from. And this is what we were talking about on yesterday, because I said I remember a time when I had the nerve to stand up to a gang leader and tell him if he broke up a fight that I was trying to get a point across for, I would knock him out. And he started laughing and said, I like her because I believe she believes she could. And I just want to say I thank God for protecting me and keeping me from my crazy self that I didn't even realize what I was saying to who I was saying, but just the fact that God made that man like me enough that he ended up falling in love with me later and married me. So I just want to say, God, take care of crazy people.
Come on, yes.
I mean, just show you how good God is, because that man at that time, he didn't allow nobody to talk to him like that. But because I was crazy enough to believe I could, God was able to touch his heart then to say, she crazy. She really believes she could. I just want to say thank you, man, for helping us out to say it may seem silly, but you have to remember what God has brought you from. Because like you said, I could have been dead. We never know how that could have turned out. But just looking back on the times that God has brought us through some stuff when we didn't even know that God was protecting me from me, but made me come out all right at the end. God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for the man of God on tonight. He have blessed me. You have blessed me. Prophet, you have blessed me. We're going to open the lines if anybody else would like to speak to the man of God and let him know but what he have reminded you that God have brought you through and brought you out of. Speak to the man of God on tonight, people. The lines are open.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone. Again, this is Minister Sheila Kaiser. I want to thank Prophet Antoine for the message on that for tonight, because if we don't realize where we came from, we need to realize it. Because as Minister Sylvia said, when you think about the crazy stuff you have did, I have said many times, ooh, if it wasn't for the Lord covering and blessing me, I would not be here today. Because I can't tell you how stupid, big stupid letters, I was, the things I did, the things that he brought me through and brought me from and changed me from all the way wrong. To yet, I'm still not all the way right, but I am on the right track because I got the main man that I am walking behind and following and listening to his words and thanking him from every day. Because I know if it wouldn't be for him, I know I wouldn't be here today. Thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, because I know he is able to do more for you than you could ever do for yourself. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Sheila Kaiser, for those words of encouragement. God, I just got to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Anyone else would like to speak to the man of God on tonight, please speak up.
Our Prophet Antoine, this is Cecilia. Just want to say thank you for the word that God spoke through you, and I thank God that he always gives you something rhema. He always gives you something that we need. I thank God for using you to remind us not to forget, because so many times we're trying to find, oh, I don't have anything to thank God for. You woke up this morning, thank him. You still have the activity of your limbs, thank him. You still have the ability to not only speak but to be heard and to hear others. I mean, there's so much to thank God about. I mean, there's so much sexism and racism and crazy stuff going on that people are dealing with in third world countries and other places. And God loved us enough to let us be brought up in America. Yeah, America got its issues, but just think, God loved us enough not to let us be those that are born in some of those other countries where we're praying for them. We're praying that they have the ability to read their Bible openly, that they have the ability to proclaim Jesus Christ openly. We have so much to be grateful for. I mean, somebody doesn't have a car. A matter of fact, somebody don't even have hands and feet to drive the car. I mean, God has been so good to us and our children, and how Prophet Antoine was talking about how he, the youth got a chance to not only bless God, but he had a chance to be a part of that. And I mean, there are so many people not teaching their children to praise God, and I definitely will be sharing his daughter, my little cousin, on their praise dance. And I mean, there's just a lot of kids out here doing some dancing, but it sure isn't the kind of praise dancing that she's doing. So I thank God for his example that he's living before her, especially as a man to a daughter. I mean, that in itself is a powerful testimony for a man to be there for his daughter. Thank you.
Hey, man, thank you so much, Apostle Elect, for those words. Anyone else would like to speak to the man of God on tonight? Well, while we're waiting, I just want to tell you again, Prophet, you blessed me so tonight to think about if we could just go back and speak to someone as a child, what would we say? Especially in this day and time, what will we say? Because some of these things that these children have to deal with now, I don't know if we would have made it through, especially with the attitudes that some of us had back then. How would we have made it through? That's all I would be able to say right now. Would we have made it through? But I thank God because we were brought up in the church. We have parents that taught us. We didn't know nothing. We knew how to call on the name of Jesus. We knew how to call on the blood of Jesus. We knew how to fall on our knees and get before God and pray. We know where our source and our help come from. We know that. And I just thank God that he had put you on my heart yesterday to just speak to the people on tonight and speak to myself, to speak it to my spirit. I thank God for the willingness. I thank God for the obedience. I thank God for the generosity. I thank God for the anointing that you allow to flow through and on your life. I thank God that you're a man of God, a true man of God that wants to help the people, that's willing to talk to the people, that's willing to say to the people what thus said the Lord and how to treat God. You don't just treat him like a sugar daddy. You treat him like he is your daddy. But he's not a sugar daddy. I just thank you for being willing and able to speak into our spirit. So I just want to say thank you, Prophet. Thank you so much. And I want to ask you, is there any information that you would like to put out to the people that we could share with one another with that you have coming up?
Jess will be in Atlanta, Georgia again this upcoming weekend with Apostle Vinnie McCoy assisting the ministry in Atlanta, Georgia. So those in that area, come out. We're going to be at New Wine Christian Center. It's in, Lord help me, I was forgetting the town. It's right there on New Wine Christian Center. Right there, I believe it's in Union City. It's in Union City, Georgia. Right, just right outside of Atlanta, Georgia. We'll be there ministering, and hopefully you can make it out there and we have a good time in the Lord. Amen.
All right, now. Okay, people. You all heard that, Atlanta. Get ready, get ready, get ready, because the man of God is coming. So I just want to remind everybody to just continue to pray for the man of God. Pray for his family. Pray for his children. Keep them up in prayer. Hold them up in prayer. Keep his mother, Apostle Sandra Thomas, up in prayer. Pray for every minister, that minister and pastor and doctor and prophet and this apostles and everyone that's assigned to this ministry. Pray that they come forth and pray that the ones that involved in the ministry stay with the ministry and just do what God tell them to do and just keep them held up before God. I just want to let you all know that there's no misunderstanding. I'm sorry, that was the wrong word. There's no mistake that you tune in on Monday night. to Blog Talk. This is an appointed program. This is an appointed broadcast. This is an appointed service, however you want to call it, however you want to see it. It's an appointed time that God has set aside to allow Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser to present this ministry, Iron Sharpening Iron, to Smile 3E, to us. And I just want to let you all know, we thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for spreading the word. We thank you all for looking forward to every time this ministry comes on. So we, again, we want to say thank you, thank you. And let God stay the head of your life. Apostle Elect, is there anything you have to say or want to say to the people of God on tonight?
No, ma'am. I believe that the prophet has taught, and everyone just needs to heed the word of the Lord that God has spoken through him. No, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Prophet, would you like to pray us out, and I will give our final announcement?
Yes, ma'am. Father, we just give you praise and we give you honor for what our eyes have seen and for what our ears have heard, and Father, most importantly, for what our spirit has received. Father, I pray that there be a bell ringing every time the enemy would bring a obstacle in front of your people to remind them of every testimony, every triumph, every overcoming, every victory, to remind us how great you are, and greater is he that's within me than he that's in the world. And Father, I know as long as we remember who you are, there's nothing, hallelujah, there's nothing that can stop us. Father, make you fall down. We give you praise and we give you honor. We give you glory. You arise and let your enemies be scattered. Father, I pray for prosperity. I pray that favor overtake us in the next 6 days. Father, an outward showing of your grace and your favor on our lives, those who under the sound of my voice. And for that I give you praise and that I give you honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And to the faithful listeners we have, thank you again for tuning in. We're here every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday. Don't tune in also on Blog Talk on Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with our very own Elder Kathy Tindall with God Still Heals. And don't forget every Sunday morning at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time with our very own Apostle Elect and Minister Sheep and Minister Brandon Kaiser with Talk. And most of all, we never forget our foundational scripture, 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. In Jesus' name, I would like to say, so thank God for focus into our lives. Don't forget to give God thanks for where he's brought you from. And remember, we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen. Good night.